So before starting with the podcast, let me just play some sound from a supermarket here in Tokyo that made me crazy. I'm not trying to distress you, but it's interesting how these kind of background sound that you listen in Japan, at least for me, not used to so many background noise. I'm not talking about like the traffic sound or etc. It's like this constant play of recorded messages or automated messages from the subway, from the supermarket, from Don Quixote store, and etc. So I want to give you a glimpse of how that is before we start with the podcast. Thank you. Hey, this is Brown AI, and here with the show From Zero to Creator. And today I'm going to talk about the experience that I have from Naha, Okinawa to Ishigaki, and how that relates to Brawny AI. Let's figure it out. So I went to Naha by, actually it was a late decision for my trip. I was actually planning to stay in Fukuoka for a week and Hiroshima for a week. Then I realized that actually I don't have to actually stay in those places for that long, even though my original plan was to actually relax and just work on Brawny AI stuff while in those cities. Anyhow, I changed the plan and I cut the days from Hiroshima and also Fukuoka, and I decided to take a flight and go into the south of Japan, Okinawa. In Okinawa, I was actually just planning to stay in the island of Okinawa, but no plans to actually go further south because I wasn't even aware there was such a thing. But then as I was researching about flights, something that caught my attention was this Ishigaki, and there was actually a lot of flights to Ishigaki. What I did was to actually check the price, and I was like, okay, I can, why not go to the further south, the southernmost part of Japan, and figure out what to do there. And I think this serendipity or this chance approach helped me to discover a place that I wish I could have stayed longer. And sometimes you just stay not enough time, so you keep wanting it, and maybe that's a better option than staying too much and then you wish you leave earlier, right? So who knows what's better. But my experience in Naha, in a few words, it feels like a mini Hawaii. And I say that because of the tropical climate. It's still cold, but not too cold. I think it's like what is different is that Okinawa, it's more like, again, tropical, but during the winter time, it's kind of cloudy. So I think that's the only grievance that I have about the place. But in general, people are quite fun, humble. The place has that kind of feeling of the 80s, depending where you go, especially like the downtown area with the arcades. There's a lot of izakayas, a lot of restaurants that are very charming. And they usually have these kind of deals where you drink and then you just pay a little bit for food. Not available everywhere, but it's something that definitely very interesting about Okinawa. And then you can actually travel throughout the island, and it's actually quite big. Okinawa is not a very small island. I thought that it was like just a dot in the map, but the island of Okinawa is about 115 kilometers long with about 18 kilometers wide. So going to see the whole island can take half a day just to go through, because it's also mountainous, so there's no direct path to go to places. And also the local transportation is not that great. So what happened is that if you take the bus like I did in some of these places, it just takes an hour and a half just to go to one place to the other for about like 50-60 kilometers, so it's longer than the usual direct path if there was no mountains or something like that. And I think the highlights from the trip, starting from Okinawa, not talking about Ishigaki, is that I stayed in a hostel, which was a humbling experience to me, because at booking.com, this particular hostel got like a 9 point something reviews and it was super cheap, right? So I was like, okay, so why not try? I couldn't sleep well on the first night, right? It's literally you pay what you get. And then I was actually chatting with ChatGPT. I was like, should I move out or what? It's so cheap that it's like, if I move out and lose the money, I don't care, right? But then as I was talking to it, I was like, look, Brawny AI, stop. Don't give up that easily, right? Because you might discover other things and you can actually take the opportunity of living in that humble way as a way to describe some of the places in your storytelling for Lumberlandia. So it's like, why don't you just go through the process? Don't have any further prejudice. Of course, it is not that comfortable anyway, but it's not forever. So just take the dive, deep dive, and just stay there, right? So that was the thing. And then now, does it have a shower? Yes. Does it have like a place to sleep? Yes, right? But not like it spread it out, but instead of a hostel, which was how it was being portrayed, it's more like a dorm for temporary workers who wanted to find cheap place to stay, right? The place is actually like a floor of a building, right? And below it on the lobby there's a restaurant. And then on the floor where people live, the check-in process is just like you talk to one of the bar's waiter, right? And then there's no security or anything to get in and get out. However, it's like, what's the chance of somebody going there and stealing your stuff? It's actually pretty low. Throughout Okinawa, people don't lock the doors or something like that, which is crazy if you think about it, but it's actually pretty like that. And even in Ishigaki, it's like that. Anyway, the place, the bathroom is super simple. There's no bidet, those automatic thing, heated seat that you find in Japan. It's just a normal, simple toilet. And in some of the toilets, there's no, place to wash your hands. So you have to use another place to wash it. The shower is actually mixed up in kind of like a balcony with kitchen stuff. So it was a mess. But it's a mess, but it was okay. I think you just adapt. Anyway, the location, I also chose because it was close to the airport. And because it's like I was going in and out of Naha, that was actually on paper ideal scenario. But later on, I discovered that it's actually pretty simple to take their SkyTrain very easily to go to downtown from the airport. So it's like I plan in a way that wasn't that optimal anyway. Anyhow, the housing itself, eventually I adapted and I collected a lot of information for my story later. And I spent the time basically exploring the city. It was a raining season, right? Again, it's not cold, you don't need jacket, you don't need anything, but it rains, so you need an umbrella. If the weather was better, it would give me a totally different experience of Okinawa for sure. The island itself, as I said, it's quite large in the middle of the ocean. The water is very beautiful, crystalline, transparent, just like in the Caribbean, but with Japanese flair, which is very interesting. Locally, people, they're very proud of their original culture, which is the Ryukyu Kingdom's culture. Long story short, when Japan modernized itself and started to get ambitious with its imperialism, it invaded Ryukyu and absorbed it, that kingdom into its own. So obviously people are not very happy about it still, although there's apparently no other choice. I visited their original castle, but it's being rebuilt after a fire, so I couldn't see the actual castle that they had, but just like the rebuilding effort stages that they are having, right? People are pretty serious about it. It's like they volunteer their time to actually create, spend time to actually rebuild that castle again from scratch. So you see the community effort, it's there. I wish to see other things in Naha, but it's like time was also short because I ended up going to see the Okinawa Aquarium, and it takes like a whole day to just to go there and back. And the other day was also that I hang out with someone with a Japanese, and he took me to the northernmost part of the Okinawa island, and that also took the whole day. So at the end of the day, it's like I didn't have much time in Naha. Now, the hostel itself, even though it wasn't like the highlight, but it gave me a serendipity, a very good one, and I appreciate that I had that experience. If I didn't have chosen that hostel, I would not be able to meet some wonderful people there, right? So what happened is that next to this hostel, there's a restaurant run by this lady. And the first night when I got there, I was like, I need to find a place to eat, but I didn't want it to go back to the downtown area. So I just tried this izakaya, right? Local residential izakaya. And it was kind of busy, not so much. She was very friendly. We tried to chat, even if there was language barrier, we built this rapport, and I ate, we had fun, and then I left. I was like, okay, maybe I come back tomorrow. And I did come back tomorrow in the next day. And it was busier because it was Friday. So people actually hang out, obviously, right? They come out of work and then they hang out with their friends or family and they just keep drinking, having fun, and do all the what you would expect, what most people would do on a Friday night. But in an Okinawan way, right? They were super chatty, super laughing, like screaming. I was like, oh my goodness, that's so impressive. I recorded some of the things there, like of the ambient sound, right? And as we were approaching like 11 or something, they noticed the owner of the place, she noticed like, wow, your calf is very big, right? I was like, oh my goodness, this is so embarrassing. It's like my calf is catching people's attention, right? And then they were trying to understand like what I do. I was like, look, I work out like 3 to 5 times per week. And there was this other guy who was actually getting so drunk, but very friendly. So he basically invited me on Saturday to actually hang out with him because he was actually going to see this Okinawan flightless bird and see some other places, and that's it, right? He's originally not from Okinawa, he's just visiting Okinawa from Hiroshima. He seems to sells insurance, so he's an insurance agent. So he was just retiring and just hanging out in Okinawa, and he was like, oh, there's this dude, and why not invite him, right? I was actually reluctant to do that because he's like, who knows, right, what's gonna happen. And because I don't speak Japanese, kind of like I don't want to be with someone for many hours and I don't even speak the language. But anyway, I ended up going there on Saturday. He said that let's meet at 9. I was like, let's meet at 9:30. So we met. He drove me to see this flightless bird. It's actually smaller than a chicken. It's cute, but it took us like 2 hours just to get there. It was actually great to see like the island. If not, I wouldn't do that, right? There's no public transportation that would do that easily. And then he took me to a locally famous noodle place. So I ate their noodles with the pork feet and this fatty part of the pork, which I don't know what, right? It was tasty, right? Anyhow, we left, we saw some of the beaches, and then we went back in the afternoon back to Naha. We left, and that's it. Throughout and the first part of the trip, I tried to converse with him with Google Translator, many things. But later I actually got tired and I ended up sleeping, so I felt embarrassed later, right? Because I was like, oh my goodness, this guy is actually taking me, and I slept. Now later on. Anyway, that was Saturday, and then the next day I had to pack and leave Naha to Ishigaki. And Ishigaki, it was actually pretty interesting. You arrive there, not that many tourists compared to all other places that I've been visiting in Japan. It's pretty remote. It's about an hour of flight between Okinawa to Ishigaki. It's a smaller island, but rounded, still not small. Anyway, and I went to this hostel, and this hostel was actually pretty amazing. Not again, not from the infrastructure perspective, but the community thing. Long story short, the people running that hostel are pretty friendly. She had friends who lived there with them, so they hang out every day, they chat, they laugh, they cook together, and they invite the guests like me to join their community dinner. So we eat Japanese homemade Japanese food for everybody. So that was pretty amazing. And everybody laugh, everybody chat. And again, I wish I knew Japanese because then it would be even more fun. But it was great. And one of the nights, the subject was starting with something like this. It's like, hey, what is the minimum amount of time? What's the recommended times to brush your teeth, right? And some people were like, just brush for 30 seconds, and people would laugh or feel shame that they don't spend enough time to actually brush their teeth. Some people would say, oh, in my country was 2 minutes. And then some people would say, oh, in Japan is 5 minutes. So it was pretty funny, like the discussion, right? And lighthearted, exactly the way that I would like to incorporate that into my work. But then, among the friends of the host, the owner of the hostel, one of them were like dental hygienist. And the other guy was actually like request some help to clean up his teeth. So they actually prepare some special toothpaste that blackens your teeth and highlights the area that you need to get it cleaned. And the friend actually helped clean, and everybody was looking at him, making fun or just trying to understand what was go I mean how the process was, right? So it was pretty like educative. Educational, but also people were trying to help each other in the sense of like putting the lights in some places using their cell phones, and I'm pretty like trying to understand what was going on, and the friend who was actually the hygienist trying to really help his her friend, right? So I was pretty amazed by that experience because I think I had that before, but that was so long ago, and being able to witness people doing it, and it just gave me that sense of belonging, even though I didn't belong there. I was just witnessing, right? And that special feeling that I ended up discovering, it's yes, I want to bring it to my stories that I want to tell, but it also personally touches me. And it reminds me about things that, for a variety of reasons, I just lost the track of it. And it just shows you that sometimes, as we pursue our career or some of our dreams, or sometimes we ended up in some kind of loops, endless loop that goes nowhere, we actually end up missing a lot of simple yet humanizing and just simple happy moments. So I really appreciate Ishigaki and the hostel because of that. And going back to the hostel discussion, sometimes hostels are great because it foster, even as ephemeral these relationships can be, it foster this sense of genuine connection and the simplicity of it, right? Without strings attached. And why not? And I think it's like these experiences. I was actually chatting with ChatGPT throughout the time because the way that I use ChatGPT is to actually record and save these scenes, these thoughts, sometimes just facts, so I can actually retrieve them later in an easy format. And I have two chats actually. One is to record the trip of Japan itself. The other one is actually linked back to how can I incorporate this to Lumberlandia stories, right? Even though I haven't done much yet. So that's how I use all these stories and travel and incorporate into my w future work, right? And at the same time, reflecting how this trip, this journey is impacting me emotionally, as well as giving me the guidance about what's next, what I should be actually focusing on in my life, right? And that's about it. Thanks for listening to this podcast. It's a retrospective podcast, and I hope you enjoy. And see you next time. Brawny AI with love. Bye.
JR 東日本をご利用くださいましてありがとうございます。今度の